Can you give an update or elaborate on what happened with Sandy Watkins?
Yeah, they just had ribs and contusion. I don't know. Yeah, contusion of the ribs.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about the x-rays or anything. They're going to, you know, run tests and everything, and we'll see how he is.
Did he take x-rays tonight?
Excuse me?
Did he take x-rays tonight, or are those going to be tomorrow?
I don't know. You mean you're talking about, like,
no,
the x-rays?
No, he said there's going to be further tests. I don't know if there's already tests tonight.
I'm sure they got
tomorrow.
A test. I mean, I don't know. I'm guessing on that one.
You've been relatively injury-free through the games and things, and something like that happens. That's got to put a jolt in you. I know injuries are part of the game, but your first-round pick, and he comes off the field.
I think it'll be like when I find out what happens. You know, during the game, it's very difficult because, you know, you're just kind of going, and the momentum and the adrenaline is flying. So I don't think during the game you go, huh, you know. But I think, obviously, if it's worse than I don't want to say worse than whatever, but if it's bad, obviously, yeah, that takes something out of it, you know, where you can't come back for a couple of weeks or months or I don't know.
Your thoughts on your offense? It seemed as though you maybe deviated from what you intended because you knew the importance of getting them a touchdown. I don't want to assume that.
Put more words in my mouth.
you're on point to a certain extent. What happened was is I thought that, you know, we were moving the ball well. We really were. You know, I wanted to get some things vertically, you know, down the field. I wanted to. We've done a lot of work in the red zone. So my point was, when I went down there, with all the work we've done, I'm trying to see, you know, who's going to make a play for us during the year, who's going to do that, and try to, you know, force that situation and see who's going to come up. And that was trying to get done.
Were you disappointed in that you were 0-for-4? I think 0-for-3, right? I think it comes down to it.
In the
red zone or.
Red zone, we were 1-for-4.
1-for-4, okay.
Yeah. 1-for-2, golden goal.
Right.
Weekly question, what did you make of E.J. Manuel?
Oh, yes, I would say yes to your question.
This morning,
yeah, obviously.
What did you make of E.J. Manuel's performance tonight?
I was happy. I mean, you know, the interception, that ball's got to get up a little bit more. But he put us in a situation where we were moving the football, and I think that's what you want your quarterback to do. He put us in a situation where we had the ability to make the plays, and we've got to do that. You know, again, we had a batted ball, and again, I got after those guys up front, and they understand that. You know, that's a big play. Those are things situationally, the little things, that we've got to overcome and push through and work hard. And I think when we do that, you know, we'll be able to come up on the better half of the score, because I think you guys have seen it. I mean, in the two games that we've lost this year, we've had a lot of opportunities. Now, Grant, I'm going to credit the other team. I mean, they've done a good job, but we've got to be able to score more and then, you know, not give up those big plays early on. And then a third down, we jump off sides. You know, we missed a field goal. There are things, those things that you can't do if you want to win football games. And that's what I told the team. And it's not, hey, this pass or this guy offsides or this missed field goal or anything like that. It's a team thing. You know, we've got to get everyone here to understand the situation and raise our level when we get into those situations and come up on top of them. And when we do, we're all going to be happy. And that's what we're pushing for. And we'll come back and we'll work our tails. We'll work our tails off. Thank you.
Coach, can you just speak to the consistency that Robert's kind of shown through each and every preseason game? I mean, every time Robert Woods, every time he steps on the field, I mean, he's putting up production. I mean, he had another third down conversion tonight. I know he didn't come up with the touchdown, but I mean, each time out, he's had production.
He's targeted 6 times. He had 3 receptions. We've got to you know, do a better job than that.
Doug, what was the thinking behind not putting Aaron Williams with the first team defense tonight and instead having Cersei and Duke Williams out there?
Yeah, I wouldn't read into it as far as that. Aaron's our starter. Make no mistake about that. You know, we're just putting Duke in those situations to see how he's communicating and up there with the first team to see how he plays.
Your take on the defense in light of the big play and then the touchdown, you know, they scored quickly twice there?
Well, what happens, Tim, again, is that, you know, that's part of the game too, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you take those out and the offsides, the screen, you know, you take those, you know, 4 or 5 plays up out, you know, and they've done a nice job, you know. But, you know, at the same time, you know, if you ask, you know, Coach Schwartz, he'd tell you the same thing. That's part of it, and then that's something that we've got to stop.
Your run defense statistically has been really strong. Your first teamers in particular.
Yes.
Can you speak on that, not just tonight, but throughout the preseason, what you're, where you are with him?
I credit a lot to the coaches and the players. I really do. I mean, Jim is, you know, even when he came here and everyone was asking about that, and I said, if you go back and look at the scheme that he's run, they've always been very good against the run. You know, and it's just different. There's another level. There's another, you know, there's three linebackers instead of two or sometimes one where we've been in the past, you know, where people were able to make some big plays on us. But, you know, so we've done a good job there in keeping that ball inside. And the players have responded well to it and have done a nice job up front. And I think that that's something that we obviously need to continue to do and play well. And, you know, the first play, we ran into each other and gave up the big touchdown.
Doug, is Alan Branch in jeopardy of not making this roster?
I don't know. I mean, I can't stand up here and say that. You know, I tell the players that we're competing, you know, for the roster. You never know. You want the players going for it. You know, he's working for a spot, you know, and he's played well before. And, you know, I'll be excited to see the tape. I saw him, you know, get a lot of push tonight at times. So, you know, we'll look at it, and we got some time left. But, you know, not much now.
So the fact that he signed the extension in the offseason does not weigh any into the decision of whether or not he's going to make this roster?
You know, again, that's something that Doug and I have to talk with. And, you know, Doug and I have worked, you know, really well together, and we just need to sit down. We haven't sat, you know, down yet and started really discussing, you know, where we are from this game. You know, we'll sit down tomorrow. We always sit down after the games, and we sit down quite a bit. But we had a lot to look at with the two practices and the game tonight.
Are you satisfied with your backup quarterback play in both Dabo's and Jeff Toole?
No.